This is a Nerdtacular Q&A for Nerdtacular 2012. Enjoy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this one-shot thing, this one thing. Maybe we'll do another one as we get closer. I don't know. I guess it depends on if there are more questions. But this is Scott Johnson, and this is a Q&A session, a live chat room, live call-ins, asking questions about this year's Nerdtacular 2012, which will happen officially on June 23rd of this year. It's a Saturday this year. If you have attended previous events, you will know kind of what things are about. If you haven't, then tonight is a good night for you to ask your questions. I will take all comers in the chat room, over Skype, and on the phone for those who may want to ask that way. I guess I should give out those numbers while we're at that point of the show. Let me give you that real quick. The Skype you can call into, you don't have to add me as a friend or any of that. It just works. You can call My Extra Life. If you'd rather use your phone, your cellular phone device, or any phone for that matter, you can call 801-770-4244. If you're on a landline, that may cost you long distance if you don't live in Utah, but if you call it on a cell phone, it's probably free because you have free long distance. Either way, 801-770-4244 or Skype me at My Extra Life. Let me give you a little background on what we're going to do today, just briefly. There are questions about tickets, about when they're going to go on sale, about what's the venue like, what's there to do in Utah besides come to that thing, what days, you know, what other stuff is going on around the event. I may not have every answer to every possible question you have. In fact, I'm certain that I won't. But I will have a fair amount of answers. I will answer as many as I can, and I hope that that is somehow helpful to people. There's a chance we will get to hear from a couple of other attendees as well. We might hear tonight from Brian Ibbett. He wasn't sure. He was going to let me know. We're going to try to prank call Brian Dunaway and see if he's around. In fact, you know what? Just for fun, let's try him right now. I think that'd be hilarious.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
All right, forget it. He's not there. So I'm just going to start taking these questions and see what we get. Let's start with Brian. Brian, you're on the line. What's up?
Hey, Scott. Hang on. Let me mute the stream.
No, no problem, man. There we go. It's all good. Do you, sir, have a question about the big fat event in June?
I do indeed. Mm. So last year I listened to Gnome Wise's great VTW stream of the event. I kind of just sat in front of my computer, camped out there all day, and just listened to the goings on live. Really enjoyed it. Big listener of the morning stream while I'm working.
Cool.
Great, you know, big love Critical Hit.
Great.
So I really want to come out there this summer and participate in the goings on. I have a young son who's 10, mm-hmm. loves the Film Sack.
Yes.
Always gets mad if I listen to Film Sack without him. And I was the guy who just won the Coverville T-shirt. I got it today, by the way.
Congratulations! Very nice.
Palm.
Yeah,
my favorite poison space fruit. So
mine too.
Basically, my question is I'm looking for a really cheap, really family friendly way to come and experience Nerdtacular and get out there.
Mm.
And I heard about Nerd House last year. I'm wondering if that's something that I could come and maybe bring my son to and us camp out on the floor.
Oh, that's a really good question. Let's talk about Nerd House off the top here so that people understand what that even is. So if you weren't there last year or if you were here and you just didn't know about it, Nerd House was a independent venture by a number of attendees, many of which knew each other, but also there were some new faces in there as well, who all got in together and rented a home, a house, like literally a house, not too far from the event, although it was further than they wanted. I think the original one they had fell through. So they had to kind of last minute switch to something else. But I went out there and visited. It was nice. They were all there. I can't remember who ran it last year. I want to say it was Jeff from Canada kind of spearheaded it this time or last time. I don't know who's doing that this time. But all that being said, that's a decent thing to check into. I mean, there's a real possibility that that will work. I would caution people that... That's not so much a caution, just so they're aware, if you're bringing kids, that Nerd House had plenty of alcohol in it when I was there.
Yeah, I would certainly, you know, I wouldn't want to be the buzzkill there who brought his kid to Nerd House. So.
Right, but again, I mean, there were babies there. There were younger kids there. It's not like people didn't bring kids. They were just aware of the circumstances.
My son doesn't go hide in the closet when somebody brings out a beer.
He's clearly he's been parented, and that's good. In my case, it doesn't bother me. Like I'll put it this way. It wouldn't bother me at all to have Nick over there, who's roughly that same age, a little older, with Excellent. These guys. And it's because the people involved are awesome and amazing and aren't freaks. So it isn't an issue. People should just at least be aware of it. Also be aware that I'm sure there's limited space. I don't know how many people have decided to sort of sign up early and all of that. But the best results for that sort of inquiry would be our forums. If you go to nerdtacular.com, click on the forums link, it'll take you straight to the Nerdtacular forums themselves. And in there will be a thread about Nerd House. And check it out. Just see if it's an option for you. Beyond that, I mean, that's probably going to be your cheapest thing. You know, obviously there's a wide range of hotels, some of them very, very close to the venue that are reasonable. I mean, there's nothing that's, you know, it's not like they're all outrageous or anything. They're all pretty reasonable average hotel prices.
Yeah, I'm not entirely rolling pennies to make the trip. I just don't want to go completely broke. I just got a job and just moved to a new city, so.
Are you driving out then?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's going to be like a 2-day drive from Lexington, Kentucky, where they make the MacGyver bombs all the way out.
Yeah, they do.
Utah.
Jeez, and they yeah. Where Sheriff or where Marshall Givens keeps the law there in the
you know
the, what's it called?
Can County? I tell you when I went to college, Scott?
Yeah,
I worked in my home, which is up in the very eastern part in the mountains of Kentucky.
Yeah.
And to get from where I went to school to where I worked, I would drive through Harlan every weekend, twice, in
awesome.
The dark.
Wow.
And let me tell you, Justified is telling you the complete truth.
Yeah, that's
it
what
is
I
a
hear.
Scary place.
That's what I hear. Yep. Harlan County, pretty nasty stuff.
Yes,
yeah, but there are definitely places to stay that won't break at the bank. And if you're driving, you're going to, you know, clearly you're going to probably save some traveling money. Plus, you'll have a whole lot of fun, see a lot of sights. If you're coming that direction, you'll probably get to go right through Moab. I highly recommend if you have time to stop in there and check that out. It's like eastern southern Utah. Kind of that's how all the Colorado folk get to us is passing through there. And Moab's amazing.
Is that the Awesome Rocks place?
Oh, yeah. There's stuff everywhere. It's all red rock. All the sci-fi movies get filmed there. Yeah. It's amazing.
I got to stop there.
Yeah. Please do. And in that time of June, it's really not too bad. It's not too hot.
Yeah. Frankly, you've really kind of been the one-man band to make me say, hey, Utah's a pretty cool place. I need to go look at this place.
Well, I mean, you know, we're not constantly sticking ourselves out there, but you know, occasionally like the Olympics and other stuff, we'll get some high profile. But people don't realize how freaking amazing it is here. When you get here, you just look at this thing surrounded by mountains and go, "Holy crap, this is awesome."
Well, I'm from the mountains myself. My mountains are tree covered and not snow covered.
Sure, sure.
It's still they're mountains, and so we get something of that. But I'll bet yours is like a whole other stratosphere.
We are just wedged right in the middle of it in this valley, and it's awesome. So I totally look forward to meeting you, dude, and your son.
Yes.
And do check out the boards. There's a lot going on.
Minecraft on the Minecraft server. He thought your videos were awesome.
Oh, that's great.
So yeah, we'll be out there probably this summer sometime.
I'm doing some more of those, so tell him to watch for those.
Excellent. He loves video that. That new sponsor you have with the video game videos,
yeah.
That is totally like my son's generation thing. And he's heard me and he has arrived.
Sweet.
But yeah, he loves that stuff. And that's, they can't see you from over there. Nobody can see you but Scott anyway if he's looking.
Yeah, I can't even see him. I can hear him.
Hi.
Hi.
That's my son.
What's his name?
Malachi. Can you give him an Oshore?
Oh, that name's great.
Give him an Oshore.
Who, me or him?
Sure.
Oh, he did. Film Sack, oh, sure.
That's his favorite thing in the world.
Well, tell him we may have Scott Fletcher on in a bit. He may be on tonight, so we'll
Scott
say hi
Fletcher
to him. Malachi is an awesome name.
Scott Fletcher has actually Google Plus'd with us and talked to Malachi before.
Oh, that's great.
So,
that's totally cool. So. Well, very cool.
All right, well, it's been great talking to you. I'll let you get to some other people.
Yeah, you bet.
So
it's my pleasure, and I'll see you this summer, I hope.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Scott.
All right, man. Bye. All right, let's take this one from someone who's waiting forever. Nigel Cox, you're on the line.
Hey there, Scott. How's it going?
I'm good, Nigel. How are you?
I'm excellent. You'll know me better as Boba Fetish from your TMS.
Oh, duh, Boba Fetish, of course. You're always in there. You're like you're one of the mainstays. You're there every day.
I try to be anyway.
Yeah.
My main question, and I know you're probably going to answer this later in the show, but when are you planning to release the actual tickets?
Tickets right now we have set for about 30 days from Monday. That would mean the 19th of April is the plan.
Okay.
Originally were going to do them early April, like April 1st, somewhere in that range. And we changed our minds for a reason I can't tell about just yet. Well, I kind of can. I can't yet, actually. But there's a reason why I got pushed 30 days. You guys will all see why starting Monday. At least that's the plan. Cool. And it's a good reason. But it's tickets will be available for sale right then. That gives us a good couple of months for people to get their tickets, although they go quicker than that. But yes, you can look forward to the 19th of April is the current plan. If that changes, I'll make sure people know. But that's what we're talking about right now.
Okay, cool. Because I'm going down to... Gonna come down and visit one of the nerd houses with the Tank Girl and the rest of them.
Oh, sweet.
From the TMS.
We should get the Tadpole, like, that group should be in effect, man. I want as many of those people as we can fit in that freaking joint. I think that'd be awesome.
I'm sure Tank Girl can confirm, but I think we have 12 or 13 that are going to be in the one nerd house, so.
Nice. Oh my gosh, that's great. I do my rounds, you know. I come out and visit those houses, and I like to see them.
Cool.
All right, man. Well, thanks so much, and I really look forward to seeing you and meeting you there.
You betcha. Can't wait.
We'll see you. Let's take a call from a familiar voice, Mr. Bill Duran. What are you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Forgive me if I mumble. I did a double workout today, and then I slammed a Guinness, and I can't feel my forehead.
Oh, great. You called me drunk. Fantastic.
I'm fine. So you wanted to know about the costume contest, didn't you?
Well, some people are going to ask, like, what's the costume contest going to be about? It's a good thing you're on. We were talking about you earlier in a planning meeting today, and it came up again. All right, so what are we doing? What's the plan? I said, I just need to get with Bill and find out. So you tell me and tell the fine folks your initial plan. I can tell you this, so you don't even know this yet.
No.
We had to squeeze the schedule around and really dink with it, try to get the maximum exposure for each thing we want to do, each panel, each everything that we want to do through the day. And you are now sharing space with the Prizeocalypse. And this is a good thing because Prizeocalypse is going to be about half as long as usual.
Okay.
It's going to be less total prizes given out, but bigger prizes. More substantial, and that thing's going to go for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes at the most.
Yep.
And then on comes the freaking judgery and the people in the costume contestery and you giving out the prizes and all the hoo-cha, hoo-ha there. So that's the plan. So you're going to get, I don't know, 30-plus minutes of just nothing but costume contest stuff. Of course, we're going to talk about it earlier and, you know, all that, but that's the plan. So how do you even see that part of it? What do you picture? What do you imagine?
It's a two-part process. Two parts.
Part A. Two parts.
Part A. Earlier in the day, somewhere not in the main room, a different room off the beaten path, we'll have me with a notebook or something.
Right.
And that's where you'll sign up for the costume contest.
So you will enter... It'll probably be obvious to you because they'll saunter up in some kind of like outfit, right?
Yep.
So you'll know what's going down just by looking at these people.
So you'll sign up earlier in the day and I'll be there for a couple of hours. So you'll have plenty of time during the day. You don't have to rush there right away.
Yeah.
To sign up for the contest.
Yeah.
Get your name. We'll take your picture. So that we've got visual representation of you.
Okay.
And we'll get that all sorted. And the judging, the actual figuring out who's going to win each category, that will all happen before we hit the stage during the Prizeocalypse. So that by the time we get there, we can... it'll be everyone shows off their costume. And then we'll announce the winners.
Perfect.
So we don't have to fumble with... figuring out who wins during the prize part.
That judgment will have already taken place is what you're telling
correct.
Me.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
That's perfect.
And I've done costume contests before where we all did our bit on stage.
Yeah.
Then we all went backstage and we sat there for like an hour. And it was terrible. So everything will be done beforehand, and then the grandiose prize giving cool part will be done later. But everyone will get their day on the stage if they want to. If they don't, you know, that's up to them. But everyone will get their bit. There will be multiple categories. And the reason why I'm doing this is I want as many people as possible to join this thing.
Yeah.
So, example, these aren't set in stone, but these are kind of the outline for our categories.
All right.
We want to have an overall best in show.
All right.
And that will be anything that enters.
Okay.
We want a junior category. So roughly 13 years or younger.
Oh, wow.
Would be the junior category, because I want to get young folks in. Or if someone has a toddler that they dress up like an Ewok. Or my plan when Brittany and I have kids, she's going to be AON. I'm going to be the king dude.
Aragorn. Yeah.
And our children will be hobbits. So if you've got a kid you want to dress up, you could enter them in the junior costume category.
All right.
I want to have a from scratch category, because I want to encourage people to come in a costume that they bought. So if you don't want to put in the time and you want to just buy a costume and show up, I want people to do that.
So people could just like go to a store, get a Star Trek costume and call it good.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I just want to see people dressed up. That's okay. My goal. I also want to encourage folks to make their own costumes.
You want to encourage creativity.
Exactly. So I want a category that is from scratch category. So the best thing that someone made from scratch.
All right.
I really want to do a best hat category.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of folks don't want to dress up their whole thing, but they'll put on a hat, at least a goofy, cool hat. So we'll do that.
Yeah, and, hats are cool. I like hats.
The last thing I really want to encourage is group costumes. I want two or more people who do like a group costume. Okay. So like a group of X-Men or something.
Yeah. All right. I love it.
Now for the prizes for this.
Yes.
For the each category, the first place winner in each category will get something made by me.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah. I'm not giving away any prizes for the Prizocalypse. You're not going to get it randomly this year. If you want a prize from me,
last year you had the Warglaives, had the
pistol, the Jim Raynor pistol, right, and
the lamp,
the Protoss pylon.
The Protoss pylon lamp, they were amazing. So you guys, you don't understand, like that's premium stuff. Since that's not part of the Prizocalypse and only available through the costume contest, then you are behooven to participate.
Again, this is all my devious plan to get more and more people to dress up in any way to dress up for this costume contest.
Yep.
Participation is my goal.
All right. You are a cosplay master. Fantastic. Now, all the stuff we've talked about we'll detail and put on its own page on the site coming up soon. I'm going to make Bill like break it all down into like a text so I can get it up on the site and you guys understand these rules exactly, but it's good to get kind of an overview of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, sir. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, and the judging will be done by me and my wife, and I might get one or two other people together,
but that's your primary judges. I think you're probably best suited for it since you guys do this all the time.
I have seen a lot of this stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you've been there, done that. So
I'm going to be the grand dictator for that. So.
All right, well, you put the dick in dictator.
I certainly do, but I take bribes. I don't know if they'll work or not. But you know,
they won't. They won't work. We're gonna police it. No, we'll police it. It'll be. I'll work out fine. All right, dude. We'll have a fantastic time. More coming from you, and of course this awesome costume contest. I can't wait. It'll be great. Stay out of the wet poo. I don't know what that means.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Bye, see ya. Let's take another call. This one on a phone. Who's this?
Ralph.
Ralph.
Yeah, how's it going?
Ralph from AIE, everyone. It's Ralph. Ralph is one of our favorite guildies of all time. And here he is on the phone. What's going on, man?
I'm calling into your show with a question.
Oh, good. I hope this means you're coming, because you know how we would all flip out if you came.
Well, I don't think I am coming. So my question is, what can I do instead?
Oh, man. All right. Well, here's what you can do instead. In the stead of you not coming. And I still am not going to take that as Ralph is not coming for sure. I'm still going to hold out hope until the very last minute. There are some ways that people can A, participate, and B, help. The help thing is going to come in the form of something happening Monday. I will just say this about Monday. This year we're going way bigger. We got the Pollen Storm concert at the end of the day. That's adding a big expense to this thing. We are working tirelessly to try to get all of our ducks in a row just to break even and not have tickets be expensive. That's a really strong goal. I want it to be like last year where they're very affordable. And so I'm committed to that one way or the other. As a result, we're launching something Monday that should help soften the blow for us, or should help us be able to get where we need to be able to, you know, get our heads above it and make this, you know, what it's supposed to be, a community event for people. Not this is, it's never been a profit center for me. It never, you know, never has been, probably never will be. And so I'll just tell you guys what's happening. On Monday, we'll be launching a Kickstarter that is designed specifically for helping the event. Those who are coming can help. Those who aren't coming but want to help can help. And people who have no idea who we are can help. There'll be a video explaining everything. There'll be a whole bunch of different packages that include various incentives. If you're familiar with most Kickstarter projects, then you know how that goes. I spent all day today doing production on the video and all that stuff. And
that's a smart move.
Yeah, it wore me out. I'm really tired. But bottom line is, it'll go up Monday. At least that's the plan. I gotta make sure the rest of it's ready by tomorrow. But if it launches on Monday, we're gonna run it for 30 days. That should, and we're not even asking for that much. It's just really just to get us over the hump. And it will really be great for those who can't attend. You know, a great way for them to participate. And there are some awesome incentives for them to do that. Like, bigger than I can say right now, but you'll all hear about it on Monday. That's definitely one way people can help. But as far as, like, being able to enjoy it, that's going to be an option as well. We're going to have it streamed. It won't be the same as being there, of course. And it'll be some static camera running the whole thing with an audio feed in there, like we did last year. But they'll be able to sort of have that stuff be streamed. They'll see people, and people will walk up and chat and that sort of stuff. We plan to make all of the panels. Those are going to be professionally filmed and offered up via stream later. And then some of the packages will include options like exclusive DVDs of the event that are all, you know, high quality and all that will get out to users as well, and swag bags and all kinds of reasons why you'd want to help throw a little money our way. So that's all coming real quick, and the stream is there, of course, and we'll be tweeting the hell out of it, and all good times will flow, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's cool. Nice. I did have another question for you.
Please.
This is a draw something question.
Okay.
I find I need to draw birds all the time for the images that I'm trying to get across.
And I've noticed that.
I'm a horrible bird drawer.
Right.
I need utility birds all the time. Uh-huh. So I was wondering if you could do is a how to draw something birds.
Okay. I could do that.
Not like super duper artistic birds, but like flying bird, sitting bird.
All the extras on Dances with Wolves in the movie there.
Yes, sitting and you've seen my artistic talent, so you know where to aim.
I do. I'm aiming pretty low, to be honest with you.
Dick man level.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So. That's not a bad idea. Watch sometime soon, Ralph, a detailed instructional video on how to make birds.
All right. That's all I need, man.
All right, thanks, dude. We'll talk to you later. It's good to hear from Ralph. Let's take a call from Cole. Cole, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hey, I was just calling in because I wanted to ask about events going on around Nerdtacular. Mm-hmm. Me and my friend Ethan and my girlfriend are planning on being up there the day before and the day after. Yes. What kind of events will be going on, and like, how can we keep up with when and where those are happening?
All right, now nothing's been compiled officially yet, but they will be soon. As soon as it starts to sort of materialize as to what specific things are going to be going on. Here's the trick. What usually happens at this thing, the day before, day after type stuff, is not normally planned by us, although I'll participate in a bunch of it. Usually it's community driven stuff. So last year they had a big frisbee golf tournament. Frisbee football would be cool. Anyway, so that happened. Yeah. And then there was some other guys did some actual golf at some other golf tournament. There was a huge bunch of us, a wad of us went and saw movies. It's like filled up a theater and watched, what do we see? Super 8 last year. That kind of stuff is going on a bunch before and after. There's usually a big food get together thing the night before. But a lot of this stuff comes not late, but you know, we probably won't know about some of this for more, you know, maybe a month or so. But as we start to know specific events, I'm going to take it a little bit further this year and document as many as I can on a community calendar and a sort of events list that we'll put on the nerdtacular.com site.
And there'll probably be like a hashtag or something on Twitter, I suspect.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we'll have an official hashtag. Right now it's #N12, but I think that might also be some weird thing in Spain or something. So we're trying to come up with something that'll work. But all of that stuff, I just want to document better on the site. So the site should reflect, be a better reflection of what sort of extra events are happening all around the place. So people can kind of pick and choose, contribute where they can, hook up with people on the forum so they know who they're talking to and all that sort of stuff. So we will make that easier than ever this year.
Yeah, that sounds great because, I mean, we really wanted to make the trip worth it driving up from Southern California. So.
Oh, for sure, yeah. All of that, and there will be plenty to do, trust me. Like every year there is just wads to do. These are really your people or our people. It's just there's always somebody somewhere doing, it's kind of like the Guild in AIE and in WoW. There's always somebody doing something you want to do, and it's kind of like that. And then, you know, there's bowling last year, which I went and did. That was a blast. I mean, the whole day is just full of crap. So that'll happen.
Yeah, exactly now, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you think three days will be enough?
Oh, yeah, I think so. If it were me, I'd want more time just to, you know, decompress if it were me. But, you know, I'm going to need that myself anyway.
I bet.
But you know what I mean? Like any extra buffer time you can give yourself is great because it's really pretty here. There's lots of stuff to see, cool stuff to hang around and check out. So it's not, you know, it's not like you'd have to be any sort of rush for those 3 days, but I am sure that Friday night and Sunday are going to both have tons of stuff going on. There's no way around it.
That sounds great.
Sweet, dude. Well, I will look forward to shaking your hand and meeting you in person.
Yep. See you there.
All right. See you later, Cole. I like the name Cole. You guys like the name Cole? I do. Hey, a couple of quick notes. Mentioned the Kickstarter kicking off on Monday. Watch for that. I have some good news report. Big thanks to Nicole Spag for helping this be a reality, but it looks like Terpster will be coming to the event. Someone in the chat room just said, what is the price for the tickets, or have we said yet? And right now, the cost of the tickets, we're trying to keep it under $30. We've got it at $29.95. So $29.95 per ticket. That is, you know, roughly on level with what we had last year. Nice and inexpensive. That's the goal, right? I don't want $45, $50 tickets. So we are working hard to keep that nice and cheap. And everybody last year said, oh, it was totally worth it. And then some. And I think you'll feel that way. It's not like it's not a cheap show, but we want it to be cheap to attend. If that makes sense. Take a call from Peter. Peter, what's up?
That makes sense. Take a call from Peter.
Mute your thinger there.
Yeah, it's you're about 20 seconds behind the video feed.
No worries. What's up?
Originally I was going to call about asking to do like a Google Calendar, which sounds like what you're going to do.
For sure, yep.
And so I'm in Canada. I'm in the Atlantic provinces, and we don't have holes in our money, but there are windows in $100 bills. Anyway,
that's awesome.
I'm flying out to Vegas and driving to Salt Lake.
Oh, that's great. That's only like a 4-hour drive. That's not bad.
Okay, Google says it's about 6, but
yeah,
either
Google's
way.
Smoke and crack. It only takes us. We're in fact we're going to Vegas in April for just shy of a week with the family, and it's about 4 hours. If we stop at all, maybe it's 4.5, but it's never 6.
So I'm going to rent a car in Vegas and driving up, which if anyone's budgetary short
challenge
to save money, that's having a car for like 5 days from Vegas is cheaper than the flights just from Vegas to Salt Lake City. So
that's true.
That's a good way to save $300-$400.
Yeah, for sure. That's great advice. Yeah, somebody should document some of the stuff on the forums, because that's a good idea. I mean, I don't know how many people are coming that direction or would come that direction, but if you're coming Vegas way at all, or any surrounding states that are kind of in that vicinity, drive-in's the way to go.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, that's great, dude. I'm excited to see you. Are you going to spend any time while you're in Vegas?
Yeah, I'm actually going out to Petaluma beforehand to see the new brick house.
Oh, sweet. That'd be great. Yeah.
Then back and driving out and then spending another couple days in Vegas and then flying back home and then driving home from Toronto to New Brunswick, which is like a 2 days drive.
Wow, you have got some business ahead of you. You'll get to see Tom Merritt twice then. He'll be here, of course, for the event and then probably in Petaluma before he leaves.
Most definitely, because I'm going to see a Twit Photo and TNT.
Oh, great.
Which I always think their theme song should be the AC/DC song, but there you go.
I do too. It's kind of expensive, but yes, I agree with you. I think that'd be cool. Well, good. Well, I'm excited for you. I have yet to get out there. I need to get out there and see that thing in person, hang out with those guys a little bit. But you'll get to see a lot of those guys here, which will be great. So that sounds like my kind of vacation. I'm totally stoked for you.
All right.
Cool, man. We'll see you
in about 3 months.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
All right.
Bye. All right. I'm getting excited. You guys are making me excited. Getting to meet these guys. Nick, you want to say anything? You bored over there? Are you? Why are you bored? When I'm done here, we're going to watch some awesome movie, or we can play a video game. They're watching chick flicks. What? Lame. No chick flicks. All right, let's do some chat room questions. Throw them out. Yes, he is still parkouring, although his class is over, but he's not stopping. Scott, how close are you from any Ed Roth stuff? I'm a big fracking fan. Ed Roth, wait, what? Why do I not know? Why? I'm tired. I may not be thinking. Oh, B4 Tank Girl. Mava and I are doing a cake. We need a place to put it. Noah's, could you set it aside for us? Yes, they have like a full kitchen there. Well, we can definitely do that. That's not a problem. Will it be worth the trip from Scotland? Last year, we had people from every country except for Africa, I think, and I may have just missed somebody, but we accounted for every continent in the world, multiple people from each. Many Europeans showed up. We got people from Spain, France, Europe. Well, I guess that's part of Europe. The UK. Iceland, Switzerland, Sweden, Canada, Mexico, and we got people from, I'm not thinking of them all, tons of Canadians, man, you Canadians. Spain, France, and Europe. Amazing, right? Let me tell you something about the film sack thing. So last year we had everybody vote for one. This year we've picked one ahead of time. You guys are going to be real happy about it, but I am not at liberty to say yet what we've chosen. But I will. I am at liberty to say we'll do more than just play clips. We will be audio clips. We'll be playing full blown freaking video up on the wall, and it's awesome. So that's cool. Jonathan Strickland, you need to come. If you're coming this year, people will flip. That'd be great. I know Tom would love it. I would love it. You should totally come. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to add to the phone Mr. Scott Fletcher himself. Scott Fletcher, what are you doing on a Saturday night?
Hello! I'm watching some guy talk about a thing that isn't happening for another 3 months.
Really? How is that? Is it good? Is that a show I want to see? Or should I change the channel or what?
I would say it's excellent. The best thing on the internet.
It really is. For sure. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Fletcher will be joining us again this year at NerdTacular. They're not a surprise this time like it was last time.
Indeed, but perhaps will he wear pants or not will be the question.
That'll be a surprise. Well, I already know the answer. And the answer is no, he won't. I'm really excited to have you back because, as it turned out, and every time we have a planning meeting, this comes up. We're like, everything, it's like the shows. Everything's great. We do a pretty good job. We do what we can. But Scott Fletcher injects this, like, I don't know. It's like we're ball bearings.
Je ne sais quoi.
He's the lube for our ball bearings. How about that? That doesn't sound good at all. But he is, and he adds so much to it. So I've thanked you a trillion times for last year, but I'm really looking forward to it this year because, once again, we need to lube our ball bearings, and you're the man to do it.
I'm speechless.
But you'll all get to shake his hand, hang out, you know, swap Indeed. Stories, war stories, whatever.
I have this iPhone, and on this, there's an app called My Friends. Yes. So find my friends.
Yes.
I will make myself available on the My Friend, and you can friend me, and you can find where we are. That was the biggest problem for me last year is I was so concerned about not being where the action was.
Right.
Where the grown-ups were.
Sure.
So if you follow me, I guarantee you, you'll be somewhere where there's at least one other person named me. That's yes. all I can promise. All I right. promise to deliver that.
He will be his own Wi-Fi hotspot, his own satellite freaking GPS unit. If, everywhere right. he goes, we will follow.
I am, so, yes. So just a couple of quick shout-outs. Brian Woodward's Malachi. Hmm. Oh, sure. Hope to see you there.
Hey, can you give us one of these? Hold on. This is one of my favorite things I've gotten from you lately. Hold on. Where is it? This right here.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
It's like he's just right here doing it. And you had, you said you had one more shout out, or is that the only one?
Don't know. Love the show, though.
Oh, love the show, though, too. Scott Fletcher, I can't wait to see you in 2-something months.
Goodbye.
Bye now. All right. There goes Fletcher into the wind. Man, why he even, you know, I don't know. It's Providence, I'm telling you. One of the great pleasures of what I do has been my relationship with Scott Fletcher. And I don't know how it even evolved. I don't know how it even, if you go back, it's difficult for me to even tell you how it all worked out. But it's just almost seems like it was meant to be. And I'm not a big fan of destiny, but I might change my mind for Scott Fletcher. Let's take a call. You're on the air. Who's this?
What's up, Scott? It's Cowboy.
Hey, Cowboy. Dude, if you aren't coming this year, I will cry a tear the size of Texas.
Dude, you know we're going to be there, man. Even though we bought a house, we're still coming. That's on vacation.
Hold on. How'd I miss that? You guys got a house.
I guess you don't follow me on Twitter anymore,
I do.
Man.
I do, but I missed it somehow. How did I miss that?
Man, we closed. It went so fast, really. I mean, we had put a bid in on the house, yeah. And then 30 days later, we were signing papers.
Oh, that is quick in these tough economic times. That's actually very fast.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Hey, you were talking about all the countries that people are coming.
Yeah.
And I just want to say to all the black people out there that listen to your show, there are black people that come. I mean, it might be three, but there's more.
Yeah, and this year we'll have more this year. There are black people in that freaking crowd, man.
And especially, we need a black small person. I don't know the right word to use. You know, so they can be friends with you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're looking for that friend.
I know. I've said for a long time, if I could have a black dwarf friend, I would hang out with that guy every day.
That was a homosexual.
I know. Yeah, well, you had to be gay. That's right. Yeah, don't forget the gay bit. But I, you know what? If you guys lived out here, I'd take you. I'd take good old heterosexual tall cowboy. That would be fine. He'd be just fine. Dude, it's. I'm really excited to see you and Renee again. I know you guys. Whenever you guys come out here, it's like, I don't know. You guys have been couple of show for 3 years running, and it wouldn't be the same without you. So I'm super stoked.
Renee's waving at me. She says hi.
Oh, that's sweet. Tell her I'll kick her butt and draw something. I guess it's not very competitive, is it? It's just sort of helping each other, right? I guess.
She says I'm kick your butt and draw something.
He's an artist already.
Hey, I got one thing to say.
Yeah.
So when she was showing her family to draw something,
yeah.
And she pulled yours up right away. She's like, "Oh, this is my friend Scott. You know, out in Utah, he's the comic artist." And it was something very simple.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Come on, Scott, that's all you have." I was like, "The dude draws all day."
Yeah, it's true. It's like when I do that, I'm like, "Oh, I just got to whip this out and be done with it," you know. Well, her stuff. She sent me some fireball that didn't look like a fireball, but I went ahead and got it anyway, so tell her she really gave me a swing there.
She said your fireball sucked.
Your fireball sucked. That's too funny.
Oh,
dude.
She didn't mean to send it.
Was that not her?
Yeah. You want to talk to her real quick?
Yeah, let me talk to her.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Renee, what are you doing?
I did not mean to send that.
Who was that? It was like an accidental send or something?
Yeah. I was like going to start over, and it hit a spin, and I just hit the button too fast. And I was like, Scott's gonna think I'm a total idiot. Like a big orange circle with black lines.
I couldn't figure it out. I was like, what is this thing? And I eventually got it because I did the, you know, kill the extra words thing. And
I see a message on Twitter about it, but seeing as, you know, you're all busy and stuff, you know.
No, it's all good. I love our little back and forth. I hope we can keep it. Keep up our streak.
Yeah, Dropbox is great. I love that app, and I'm so addicted that I made myself like stop playing it.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Because I need to spend some time with my husband, so I need to stop doing Dropbox.
I'm so excited to see you guys this summer. I can't wait to hang out.
I am so pumped. We are ready for the prices for the airlines to go down. As soon as they do, we're buying the tickets and we're coming out.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see you guys. Tell Cowboy thanks, and I will see you too very soon.
All right. Bye.
I'll see you. Oh, it's so good to hear from them. Also, Iceworm on the line. Iceworm, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Dude, Iceworm is the unofficial, maybe as close to official as anyone's ever been. I wouldn't even call you an intern. That's like not a good enough term. The guy's doing so much stuff behind the scenes that people don't know about, that don't realize he's doing when I don't give him enough credit. I think we ought to give you a new title. Like, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Like production assistant.
Production assistant. Yes. Iceworm, the production assistant extraordinaire. That's who you are.
Okay. Thank you.
How's it going, man? What's on your mind?
Not much. I was just calling to see if, I knew last year we had some, you know, hotel discounts because of the event. I was seeing if those were still going to apply this year.
That is the plan.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. You got a cold or something, don't you?
Kind of. Just getting over it, I think.
Thing's gnarly. We are planning on trying to get some discounts. We should know that in the next 30 days as well. And not only that, we'll have them all mapped out again so everybody knows where to go, where all the cool stuff is, where all the best restaurants are. That whole schmear. So people have a really good idea of where they can go. Closest stuff. I know some people are going to come without cars. Some people will have cars. Those without, we're going to want, you know, closer the better kind of stuff. Of course, people carpool.
Yeah, I probably won't have a car this year. But Noah's is right around the corner from the hotel.
So. Yeah, the hotel that you were in and others are staying in was super close. And there's been a couple new ones crop up since last year even that have been built new. So there's plenty of space there. The big issue for us is we want to try to get the best deal, you know, for people who are coming. So we're going to try to do that. So that's
all right,
the plan,
sounds
man.
Good.
All right, brother. Well, I will see you sometime soon because we're always doing crap.
Yep.
Right on, brother. Bye. That's Iceworm. Big hand for Iceworm. Whee! Nick, hand for Iceworm. Come on, clap. Give me a clap. There we go. Get the boy to clap. Clap for me, boy. Clap for me. All right. Destiny is the worst of the strippers in Utah. What? Oh, dude, Terpster. Look who it is on the line.
What is this? What are you streaming? Hang on.
You got to mute. You mute the stream. Is that what you're doing?
There you are.
Yeah.
Hang on. There's you somewhere.
I'm in there. I'm the real guy talking to you somewhere.
Oh, I see why. I had spaces on.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oops.
Hello.
Spaces. What do you have? Snow leopard user? Jeez.
I want to ask questions.
You got a question? What do you want to know about Nerdtacular, Terpster? What do you want to know?
Where is it?
You still can't find it. I don't hear the echo.
What?
Hello?
I've got speakers.
Oh. I don't hear any echo. It sounds good now.
You're in bed with me now. This is a new section.
Gross.
It's called In Bed with Terpster.
So wait. So what time is it? It's like 2 in the morning or something.
It's 1:46
a.m. Oh, dude, jeez. So what woke you up? Did you suddenly go, ooh, I have a Nerdtacular question. I should wake the hell up.
I couldn't sleep out of fear of the Nerdtacular question, which I really just, I can't even comprehend what's, and I just got back in. So,
So you've been out having some fun.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone's Irish.
I kind of forgot it was St. Patrick's Day.
Well, now it's not because it's the next day. So, it's not St. Patrick's Day anymore.
No.
But it is for you.
It is for me. So, how drunk are you tonight?
Not very. I'm fine. I'm fine. I would like to know for Nerdtacular, are you going to be signing anything?
Uh-huh.
Are you going to be signing, like, could I bring anything along and you sign it?
I'll sign anything. I will sign paper, books, shirts, boobs, whatever you got, I will sign it.
Anything.
Yep. Anything and anything you want.
Anything.
Nick's standing here. He'll sign anything too, right? Maybe not a boob.
Is Nick having his snack shop again?
No, that is going away this year because we have a full day vendor there that is going to have food on hand all day. And it'll be that kind of stuff. Huh?
Who's not Nick? Nick's not doing the...
No, he's not. Fries. So he'll be there. Don't worry. He'll be there. He'll be hawking shirts and doing other stuff. He's graduated from the candy table to something cooler.
Right.
So he can still take tips. If you guys want to tip Nick, you totally can.
Cool. I'm going to put you through college, Nick, by buying candy.
Terpster says he'll put you through college. Okay. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. He's like, okay, whatever.
He doesn't seem bothered.
No, not too excited.
Not even excited about it. He's like, I don't really want to go. I think
he just doesn't believe you, is what I think.
Okay. Well, we'll see who's laughing at when you're in school.
We'll see who's laughing when you're 19. What? It's only 9 years. Know. 9 years and you're 19.
I hope to see the day.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy. 9 years, he's 19.
Really?
Yeah. 9 years, you'll be 30, mid-30s.
How old will you be in 9 years, Tom?
I'd really not like to think about it.
How old?
I'll be 40. No, I'm sorry. I'll be 50.
50?
I'll be 50.
Oh, my Lord. Halfway dead.
That seems like crazy talk. I can't even say the word without it feeling weird.
So has everyone asked that question, or am I just kind of disrupting things?
No, you're doing fine. Yeah, we're getting tons of questions, but they love hearing from you, so that's not a problem. I have announced that you'll be coming, and I'm
who said that?
I'm beyond stoked about that because I don't feel right about this event happening and Terpster not being here. I don't feel good about it.
How you manage for the first few years? No one knows. Everyone's like, they're not real Nerdtaculars,
right? I mean, you know who I want? I want Patrick to come.
Oh,
he's getting married that month.
So second best.
He's getting married. I know. It's like he's thinking of his wife before us. Come on. What the hell? Heck. Sorry, Nick. Well, heck. What
rumor has it, he thinks of me when he's with his wife.
Ew,
so
gross. That's gross.
So, yeah.
Not,
there you go.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but gross.
No, nothing wrong with it. He's French. It's allowed.
It's been allowed for centuries there.
Yeah, they love it.
They eat that up. Well, good. Well, you should go to sleep.
I should go to sleep.
You really should. You shouldn't stay up and play video games, you know, all that. Because we got May 15th to worry about. That's coming up.
What's what?
May 15th. Diablo 3.
Oh.
You forgot already.
I forgot that. Oh, no. That's not good.
No. No, okay. No, it isn't. But nonetheless and notwithstanding, have a fantastic night. And I can't wait to talk to you when it isn't 3 a.m.
doing Monday.
Yep, we're doing a Monday embargo podcast for the instance. Oh, pretty excited.
Embargo.
It sounds like we're doing some big bonus thing, but really it might just be there to help satiate people for not having one that Friday.
The embargo. Everyone wants the embargo. It's good.
All right, man. Well, take it easy. My best to all the Bristolians. And
sweet dreams, Scott.
Yeah, sweet dreams to you. Bye now. Well, there's Terpster for you. So he'll be here. Hey, Bad Design, I hope it's Monday. There's nothing confirmed. Okay, chat room questions. Any questions? What's a lamb bag? I can't answer that. Nevermore. Scott, does Corinne have any more information about renting booths? You mentioned something about having applications. Are those ready yet? You can email her directly, and she will get you hooked up. Just send it to... Oh, I forgot her email. It is corinne.lewis@gmail.com. corinne.lewis@gmail.com. I don't mind giving it out here, because why not? She'll get you hooked up and get you all set for booths. Yes, and there will be booths. Video coverage on the web. It will probably be... more streaming cams, but we are documenting the entire event. People who did TED conferences are going to be filming it and doing it like 3-camera cool setup that's just high def and great sound and all that. So that's happening. I don't I don't know. Well, SSG Cretan, that's not totally figured out yet. So I don't know what the streaming situation is going to be. Uh-oh, did we freeze? I didn't freeze, did I? Did I? Maybe not. Okay. Yeah, either we're not sure exactly. I mean, a lot of the stuff we're going to stream past, you know, after the fact on Ustream or on on YouTube or something. So we will have some sort of stream going post show, so you can get all the content that happened on stage that way, and in that higher quality, like I'm talking about. But I think we may also do a compilation DVD that might include some extra stuff as well. So that's the plan there. Let's take a call from Paul. Dang it, my mouse quit working. There it is. Paul Swickard, what's up?
Mr. Scott, how are you,
you
sir?
You guys don't even know how much I appreciate Paul Swickard. This guy has turned AppSlappy.com into so much more than just a place for the podcast to go.
Thank you, sir. I'm
eternally grateful. A great work on that thing, dude.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we're going to see you this year, aren't we? Aren't we going to see you at Nerdtacular? I hope so.
Indeedy. Woo! Me and my wife are going.
That'd be
It'll
awesome.
Be fun.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. Look forward to meeting you and your wife and more.
And more.
That's so awesome. What, you got a good question for us today? Anything you're wondering about? Yeah.
I was curious. You guys last year did the whole panel thing with and had Ibit run the game show type stuff.
Yes.
I was wondering if that was going to happen again.
It sure is.
I got a lot of entertainment out of that one.
Yeah, a lot of people really enjoyed that one, and we did too. It was a huge hit. The crowd loved it, and we are doing it again. This year, it's got a different name. Last year, we called it... What did we call it?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Nerd something, I don't even remember. It was a dumb name, which is why we changed it. It is now called Battle of the Frog Pants Stars, and it will be the same sort of setup. We'll have team captains pick their teams. We will split them up. He's got way more cool stuff this time, and absolutely, yes, that will be a part of the event, without a question. Awesome. That brings up a good question. While you have me on the line, I'm going to read to everybody the current schedule, okay? So this may, subject to change, possibly. There could be, okay. Shouldn't be, but if there are any tweaks, we'll make sure people know. But this is the current schedule as it stands right now. From 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., people can check in, meaning they can arrive, get their badges, get their bags, get the seat they want, that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So an hour of that at 9 to 10 a.m. 10 a.m. to 10:30 is when everything begins. Opening ceremonies, we'll call it for now. That's a half hour of me just sort of welcoming everybody, kind of laying out what the day is, a couple of special things I can't talk about. So that's happening 10 to 10:30. 10:30 to 12, we immediately, right at 10:30, jump into the Frog Pants panel. This is the big community panel. It'll be like last year where we have many of the podcasters up there, including myself, Veronica, Tom, Randy, Brian, Terpster, you know, all the cores, Eric, whoever, right? We're going to get them all up on stage and do that for about an hour and a half, maybe a little shy of that. That's about what we did last year. Then we're going to have lunch at 12. That goes to 1:30, so a good hour and a half lunch. Last year was way too short, only had an hour. So an hour and a half, people can have lunch, mingle. We're going to be signing stuff during that time as well. People kind of line up, shake hands, all that. At 1:30, mm-hmm. we come back and we do Battle of the Frog Pants Stars from 1:30 to 2:30. So one full hour.
Cool.
After that, 2:45 to 3:45, another hour panel. The Sword and Laser panel with Tom and Veronica, possibly a special guest. We're still working on that. But a big sci-fi, you know, it's all sci-fi, all fantasy, all hour for that. That kind of takes the place of the video game panel from last year. It's just kind of shaking it up and saying, what's the other hobbies we like? Oh, yeah, we like sci-fi and, you know. And whatever, and we're going to have Tom and Veronica do that. And by the way, huge grats to them, because they just announced today their new show they have on Felicia Day's YouTube channel. And it's an extension of this. It's actually a Sword and Laser video show, separate from the podcast, but still a pretty awesome thing. They just announced that at WonderCon about 2 hours ago. So, grats to them. Let's see, 4 to 5 p.m., we have the live film sack. Everyone loved that. We're doing that again. Mm-hmm. 5 to 6:30. Prize Ocalypse and Costume Contest will all be held within that hour and a half period. That's awesome, because we're giving away computers, we're giving away video games, we're giving away signed posters from really cool people around the video game industry, all the stuff we always do. It'll be amazing. From 6:30 till 8, it's a big fat dinner break and slash Frog Pants signing, so that's a time to have people come around, have stuff signed, talk to us, meet with people, mingle in general, or go out to dinner or whatever they want to do from 6:30 to 8, okay?
All right.
8 p.m. to 10 p.m., the concert.
Sweet.
That's the Pollen Storm bit. That will go for, you know, like I said, an hour and a half to 2 hours. And everything ends at around 10. And off they go running. So that's the day's schedule. That's the plan for now.
That sounds like an awesome Nerdtacular is what that sounds
does
like.
Does to me as well. I'm pretty excited about it. And it has all the things that worked best last year, plus some new things, plus some additional time. We have the place longer, and we're not starting at 9 or 8 or whatever it was last time. So
yeah, I think it was early.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I remember not being awake.
It was earlier than we wanted it to be. but I'm super stoked to see you guys. That'll be awesome to have you.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, keep on keeping on the good work, dude, and I'm sure I'll talk to you sooner than that.
Thank you.
All right, man. Bye. Paul's a good man. Like him a lot. Will you have the schedule posted anywhere, Scott? Yes, on Monday. It should be Monday at the latest. What? What? Yeah, that's Batman. I got to keep that forever. We'll post it on Monday, and it will be there for all to see at nerdtacular.com. Will Gnomewise be running the live stream? Yes, he will. And he's coming, and I'm stoked that he'll be there. Let's see. What else you got? Will posters and t-shirts be available for purchase? They'll be there at the event and on the store. I don't know how that'll time, but I think it'll be about the same time. Scott, do you need any help before the event starts? Lots of people getting there on Wednesday. Possibly. I will definitely be in touch with people who are willing to help with stuff. I think we're probably okay, but it never hurts to have some people in the wings when we need it. Scott, last year there were people who donated prizes last year. Is that possible this year? Absolutely. Anyone and everyone is encouraged. If you have stuff that you want to give away for either the Prizeocalypse or if it's like 500 little things we can put in swag bags, whatever, we're more than willing to take those off your hands and put them to good use at the show and, of course, give you full credit there. This is also a good question about sponsorships. We're still accepting them. So if you work for a company, you own a company, or have your own thing or whatever, anybody out there who's interested in sponsoring, there are different levels available on the site if you are still, if you have room in your budgets for that. If you know somebody who does, mention it. It's, you know, it's an interesting event because while, you know, we have to cap it at around 450 people, you know, maybe 500 max, it isn't. Nick, what are you messing with over there? We do that on purpose. We want it to be nice and cozy and a very personal event. But even though that seems like a relatively small number, they are dedicated, rabid, awesome human beings who would have really good exposure to whatever products you may have or sell, especially if they're related to sort of the culture of the folks we have come. So any of that happens, if any of that is going on with you, let me know. Email me. Rillian says, Scott, will Ibbot host the Battle of the Frog Pants Stars, and will you and Randy still be team leaders? That's the plan right now. Don't know. I see no reason for that to change. Certainly, Ibbot's in charge of running it, but I believe he wants Randy and I to both be team captains again. Thank you, Pedalinic. Hey, if you put Scott in your question, it'll be easier for me to see it because the way the chat works is it highlights those who do that. SSG Cretin, thank you so much. I will definitely keep you in mind. Will Ibbot be signing autographs? Yes, he will. I don't know why you put that in quotes, but yeah. Pet a tin dick. what is up with the role of TP? Oh. That is, why do I have this here?
I don't know.
That's when I poop in my chair.
You said that you needed a
runny nose. I did, didn't I? I think I just had a runny nose or something. It's just tissue, whatever. Wendy will be there, yes. She was there last year, and she even had a little booth. If people wanted to ask her questions, they could. And I think she's planning on that again. So, Kret says, so can I legally marry multiple women's or not in Utah? It's not legal to marry. It's not, polygamy is not legal in Utah. Some people practice it under the radar, but it's not legal, so don't. Scott, we'd be separating the Brit from the French in different teams. Well, I don't know if the French is coming. Currently, he's not able to. He's getting married that month. Ever thought about an East Coast Nerdtacular? I have. More on that later. Can you do your camel impression? It's basically like a sick Chewbacca, right? Scott, was Wendy's booth set up like Lucy's? Yeah, basically. She had a little sign. It was awesome. For those who cannot make it, any chance of having extra swag bags for sale? Yes, I think we are going to have a bunch for sale. I don't know how many for sure, but we will definitely have some. Certainly shirts as well. Scott, is Dills able to go? Yes, he is confirmed. He'll be here. Come hell or high water, we will see him here. Story behind the Meat Boy commentary. I'll tell you that real quick. So that video came from me just realizing that playing that game with a keyboard is a waste of time, and I died a lot. I did the voice stuff on top of it after, as you probably guessed, but I just thought it was funny, so I put it up. The streaming video will be on Justin TV, which means you can watch it on iOS. So you don't have to have Flash to watch their HTML5 stream. DragonCon. Yes, it's very... At this stage, anyway, it's very likely I'll be at DragonCon this year. Couple things pending, but it looks like I will be there as well. I don't do Rush Limbaugh. What is your quest to... Let's see. Whose extra guest are you looking for? Oh, I would love to have... The invitation is extended to Justin Robert Young and Brian Brushwood to come if they want. Brian, I know, has a very busy travel schedule, so that may or may not even be a possibility. But the invitation is out there. We're seeing what we can do. We'll see how that goes. They certainly fit well in our group here. Critical Hit team should be there. I know Steven Schleicher will be there. His team probably as well. They were last year. Had a great time with those guys. So, but Steven's is a for sure. He's in. Let's see. Do we get the beta for the new Frog Pants show that's tightly under wraps? No, there is no current show that is tightly under wraps. Will the town crier do autographs? Absolutely. It weirds him out, but he'll do it. Any chance I'll ever go to Gen Con? Maybe one day. I don't know. I'm busy. I get so busy the rest of the year with like family stuff and work. It's just hard for me to go to a lot of cons. Scott, what other activities will be outside of the main room? We are going to be showing Troll 2 all day long on repeat in the theater room there in the building. So people can stop by there and enjoy a little Troll 2. There will be food always. There'll be booths upstairs. There will be Wendy's table. There'll be photography stuff going on. There'll be an AIE room for guildies to hang out if they want. Kurt Schilling has said on occasion he would love to come. He cannot. He's too busy. He's got way too much going on. But he did send me about $400 worth of free games to give out at the Prizeocalypse, as well as they're sending me some signed posters signed by him, R.A. Salvatore, and Todd McFarlane, which we will give away as well. What is... Joss Wright with your freaking Monty Python questions. Now you guys are just starting to ask questions. That might be a sign that we wrap things up. It's about an hour. It's about what I thought it would be. Lots of AIE people. I want to mention that. Lots and lots of AIE people. And that's always good, because not that that's just about WoW anymore. Certainly it's about Tor, and it's about Eve, and it's about Steam, and it's about a lot more. But man, what a great, awesome bunch of dudes. Johnny Feisty, you came in late. We talked all about hotels earlier. Yes, we're working on discounted hotel rates if we can get them. And I'll know about that soon. Really, and yes, I got my iPad and I love it. Nevermore, since the AA Phoenix meetup was awesome. Oh, Scott, it was awesome. We were talking about getting a group to go. That would be fantastic. And good job on the Phoenix meetup, you guys. That's great. Are the hotels around the convention center likely to sell out? No, there's tons of them. So I don't think you'll have a problem at all. I mean, remember, we have to cap tickets at around 500, so it's really not a problem. yes, Tadpool's cheer section would be Boba Fetish. That'd be so great. Let's see. Check out the... Yeah, there's the Nerdtacular forums, which you can get at nerdtacular.com. Just click that, Johnny Feistein. You'll see that. What else? The movie, I can't tell you yet. We want to be a surprise, but we've picked it for the live film sack. And it's not Hard Target. It is something perfect for this. Absolutely freaking perfect. Rock Band, maybe. There's room for it. Are you selling your art there? Yes, I will be. Some original stuff as well, so that'll be good. You guys are going to flip out when you see the new mouse mats that are in the swag bags this year. It's artwork you know I've already done, but man, you're going to love it. Oh my gosh, why haven't I mentioned this? Nightmare, thank you. And Nicole, if you're still in there, Nicole put together our Nerdtacular app, Nicole Spag, who will also be there, by the way, with her husband, Mark. And she made the Nerdtacular app, iOS app and Android app, available now. Go get it. And it keeps you up to date on everything that's on the blog and other stuff. There's also the map thing in there and a bunch of other stuff. So, yes, if you want, you must have the app. That's, you are a dummy if you don't get the app. Blah, blah. Is there karaoke? No. Is Brian driving? Driving again? What do you mean?
I don't know what you mean by driving.
Something like that. Yes, Nicole Spag deserves all your wheeze. Nerd Bus is probably not a thing this year, but I don't know. I haven't heard. I am not managing that if it is happening. I have too much else to do, but maybe, possibly. Volunteer jobs. We talked about this earlier, too. Yes, you will definitely take people's help. And anything else that's pressing, big? Probably going to do one more of these before we have the event. Just to hang out, talk a little bit more about what's coming. Yeah, some of you are coming late, so you're asking questions we've already answered. I'm not starting any new draw something games. I have like 50 going. It's killing me. I can't even keep up with those. So for now, I'm not giving that out. Dave's not a map hook anymore, but yeah, Brian and Dave. I know, dude. I wish I could play more. It's just too many. I have so many right now. If I can get a few people given up or whatever, I'll take some more, but it's crazy. Scott, you need to play Leo for the lulls. I'd love to play Leo. I don't know what his username is, so. That is Nick in the back. He's not dancing. Did he have to pee or something? Autopilot is probably going to release on Wednesdays, and that if that's the case, we should have a new episode Wednesday. So, first episode airing Wednesday. Nick never cries. You want to do the thing real quick? Okay, come here. So, why? Oh, you have to do the first thing first. Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier. See? There you go. He'll do that at the event, too, if you go. Yeah, scramble. It is my turn. It's always my turn in that game. Pretty soon you won't have the voice to do that anymore. Be all, hur, hur, hur. My armpits are hairy and my feet smell. Hur, 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 hur. Why are his glasses cooler than mine? They totally are. I have a cool pair over here.
Exactly the same size.
Yeah, these fat ones, right? Are these exactly the same size? I don't see as good in these, though. Oh, yeah, I can't even see my screen in these. Blah. Those are far away looking. Okay, that's it. Let's call it a show. Let's call that an episode of whatever... This is really a show. Boy, this music's been repeating for a while, hasn't it? That's going to do it, you guys. I'm out of here. I'm going to put this up on the feed. So if some of you got here late and didn't get your questions answered, you may have just missed it. I'm going to put this whole thing up on the Frog Pants Ultra feed, which you can find at frogpants.com. And it'll be the top one on there starting tonight. I think I'll put it up tonight. So thanks. Thank you very much, everybody, for hanging out. I was hoping to have Ibit on, but he must have got tied up. For those who don't know, he is part of the planning committee this year, partially because he's helping us push the Whatchamahooch. There's Nicole's message. I miss these messages. Sorry, Nicole. I didn't even see it. I'm glad someone else in the chat said something because I missed it totally, but I don't pay attention to that. I should. What was I saying? Oh, he's running the concert and making that all work and working with Paul and Storm directly. So he's got a big part, a big role this year in what's happening. So I was hoping he'd be here, but that's okay. We'll talk about it Monday a little bit on the show. Tell your friends. I want to make sure we always sell the tickets. I'm not worried about that, but I just want to make sure all you guys who are really the faithful, the ones that really want to be a part of this community, get your hands on them first. I don't really have a way of doing that artificially, but I'll make sure you guys know as soon as tickets are up so you can get first crack. And watch Monday for the big Kickstarter thing. So for those who want to help in other ways, you surely can. We'll take anything we got or can or will or have. What? I don't know. All right. Thanks to Nick for hanging out with me. Yeah. He's just kind of standing there watching the chat go by. Is that fun? Yeah. More fun than whatever else you were doing. All right. Thank you all very much. We will see you soon. That's it for the Nerdtacular Q&A. I'll see everybody tomorrow or Monday or some other time. Listen to the shows. Frogpants.com. Frogpants.com. Nerdtacular.com. Bye.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.